Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community.
Dipayan Neg, Director of International Student Relations, reflects on his role assisting international students during the COVID-19 pandemic.
My priority for this time was mainly two things. First is guiding students through this difficult time and redirecting them to various different services. I've received a lot of questions about immigration, for example, students coming back, courses, classes, all those things. And that's where my focus needed to be. And my second priority was to get the community a little bit more interconnected, of which I had said during my election that I felt was very fractured. And I have been taking steps towards that. That includes some policy changes, that includes some different aspects about reaching out to different communities. So that's what my focus has been.
NAG states that uniting this community would create a support system that would prove beneficial during times of duress like the pandemic, when international students are facing unique obstacles. NAG says that the reasons for this fractured nature of the international community of UVic are varied.
One of the main challenges is that I face a huge diversity, and there's a lot of different communities I need to be a part of, be in touch with. For example, there's so many different cultural clubs or communities, and it's not always easy to stay in touch with all of them, or for each of them to be in touch with all of them together at once. It doesn't mean that there was anything wrong with it. It's just I would like to see a little bit more dialogue between them, so that when the time comes, for example, we need to stand together as one, be it student hike or COVID, for example, we can have that kind of support system between each other.
During the summer term, tuition rates for international students were increased by 3.75%, despite classes moving online. Due to the pandemic, NAG had hoped that the annually planned raise would be canceled by the board of directors. NAG wrote letters to the board of directors hoping to persuade them to reverse the tuition raise. However, because the change had already been confirmed, they refused.
We are still in talks with them about this student fee hike and any future student fee hike. But as of that, we couldn't do anything because it had already been passed, and there was basically no appeals or no process for a refund from them. So because the term had already started. However, we now know the situation a lot more, and we are pressing them harder on it.
While rates are standardly increased for both domestic and international students annually, NAG had hoped the current situation would prompt UVic to reconsider the change.
I think it's standard rise that happens every year. I think it's 2% for every other student and 4% for international student that the fee goes up. And that was, I think, brought about by the Board of Governors a few years ago. And that's basically what they had been following. So that was expected before COVID, but I had expected that once COVID hit, that they would take cognizance of that and make some changes. That was really disappointing that they didn't.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.